Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, July 12th, another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I am joined with Jack Provincial with Coverall and their business development part, and Travis Kramer, the Anzac Fire Chief. Now, I understand you guys have a fundraiser coming up. What kind of fundraiser is it?
Yeah, so we're raising money in numerous different ways for the Anzac Fire Department. Some of the ways that we are trying to raise money is we're doing a by donation barbecue where you and your family can come down, have a hot dog, hamburger, chips, pop, water, and just enjoy the time at the fire hall. We'll also be setting up a buddy, which is like a 16-foot inflatable coverall guy. Who will be there. Lots of people like to take pictures with him. We're also doing a dunk tank fundraiser. So you can buy raffles to get people into the dunk tank and put them in the water. So that's always interesting and fun to get some of the public figures in Anzac into the water. What else are we doing? We're doing face painting. We're doing balloons. I think that there's going to be actually a fire truck out and doing something there. And I think that's mostly what we're doing for the fundraising piece. Actually, there's a Traeger, there's a smoker that's up for raffle as well. So it's a $1,300 value.
Ooh, love the sounds of that. Mm. And so many different fire departments and whatnot. Why'd you choose the Anzac one here?
Yeah, so Coverall is a huge supporter of the Anzac community. The owners are actually from there. We like to do a big part in that community. Why specifically the Anzac Fire Department? It's because it is fully volunteer. It's a tough job. There's a lot of things that they have to respond to as volunteers, and a lot of things they have to see in that local community that sometimes go underappreciated or unnoticed, I should say. So I think it's a good way to bring awareness that they're there, that they're there to support the community and the surrounding areas as well. And just try to have some fun and raise some money.
Awesome. And then on the receiving end, how does it feel for Coverall to attach themselves to a fundraiser?
This is awesome that companies and kind of step forward and support us fundraising. The money, goes towards families that are burnt out, in need. A little bit helps when they end up with nothing. So yeah, we appreciate companies and people coming forward to support us. And we are a very busy department. Our range is, we go past Conklin towards Saskatchewan on the Winter Road. We're mutual aid for Fort McMurray on 63. And we even fought fires up here in town, the Parsons Creek a few years ago. So yeah, it's busy and it's well appreciated.
Nice. And you said the money can kind of go towards like families and whatnot for the fundraiser, or will it go toward, do you guys need like equipment as well, or is it just various things?
Well, there's some equipment. Industry has been very, very generous over the years, but when we do these other fundraisers that we put on, like the Anzac Fire Dance and stuff like that, all the funds we kind of put towards families that are in need, some tragic accidents to help them out, or people that lose everything in a fire. So that's,
yeah. Have you guys paired up in the past together for fundraisers, or is this the first one that you kind of got together and said, hey, let's do some fun for each other?
Yeah, I think it's the first one specifically with the Anzac Fire Department. So it's pretty interesting. It kind of just came out of the blue. I mean, we do, water safety in Anzac, and we do, dinner and diamonds. We support the schooling and things like that. But first one, I think, with the fire department. So we're really excited to do it. And hopefully it's, happens yearly. It'd be awesome to continue doing these fundraisers and get more and more awareness about the great things that they do in the community.
Joined by Jack Provincial, Business Development at Coverall, and Travis Kramer, the Anzac Fire Chief. We are going to take our first break, but we'll come right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.17. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
July 12th, Monday, it's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm joined with Jack Provincial with Coverall and their business development part of the side, and also Travis Kramer, the fire chief for ANZAC. Now, where can people find out about your fundraiser if they just want to follow along with Coverall? Jack, we'll start with you first.
Yeah, so one way you can find out about Coverall is you'll probably see our trucks around. They're logoed Coverall right across it. They're kind of a walking billboard, but you can also visit our website or social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, we're around the community in a lot of different ways, doing entrance mats, doing linens, you know, rental garments. And that's kind of how you can find out about Coverall.
The ANZAC Fire Department, we have a Facebook page. You know, people can join, and we actually just started that up here this last year. So, you know, any information, and we put out information on, you know, boating or, you know, ice safety and, you know, kind of stuff like that. Let, you know, the public aware, you know, reminders every spring and fall and winter. So,
yeah. Just like tips for all around the year?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Travis, are you going to be participating in any of the fun activities that we have at the fundraiser?
Well, I'll be there, but I'm
dunk tank?
I'm not sure yet.
Come on.
I got a torn rotor cup, so it's...
Oh, can't make excuses.
I'll see how it goes. I know, but we'll see how I feel that day, but yeah, I know we'll find somebody. Julie's been working quite closely with Jack, and she's my right-hand person. You know, she's awesome, and... yeah.
Nice. What about you, Jack? Are you going to hop into anything?
Yeah, I think that Coverall's putting my name into the hat, and I'm sure there's people around ANZAC that might want to put me into a dunk tank. Yeah. So, you know, I think that hopefully we could get Travis in there, but I understand that, you know, it might be someone else from the fire department. And we're also getting Amy Saville, who is the vice principal of the Bill Woodward School. So she'll actually be doing the dunk tank as well. So, we're going to have, you know, someone from the fire department, someone from Coverall, and then someone within the community there in the school. So
nice.
It'll be pretty awesome.
Yeah, awesome. One more time, go over the event. Where is it? When is it? Mm-hmm. And like, what time does it go to and from?
Yeah, so it's 11 till 3 at the ANZAC Fire Department in ANZAC. It's on Saturday the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time.
Love it. Anything else you guys want to add, Travis, here?
Well, we'll be opening up the, you know, the apparatus base. You know, the public can come in and look at the equipment we have. And, you know, we're pretty much, you know, ready to go for anything, whether it's in the bush, on the lake, highways, you know. So, and it's going to pick up here eventually. I mean, we're already seeing a large increase of gravel trucks and other trucks. And with Kiara coming online here with the sulfur plant south of ANZAC, there's going to be a ton more traffic. And it's actually, you know, probably going to start looking a little scary out there. So, yeah. But we really appreciate any help we can get. And, you know, it's awesome.
They actually have a brand new facility as well that when did it get built, Travis?
We started construction just after the fire. So we've been in there, I think, now 3 years or so. Mm. Yeah.
Very
so
nice.
it's an envy of any volunteer fire department. I mean, I was on, you know, on the team to design it, so I made sure that we got what we needed, and pretty much self-sufficient. I have you know, a crew of 23 members. We take on junior members at 16, and we've had junior members actually go into full-time firefighters. Mm. So, you know, we bring them up. Baby steps, and then you know, someone will make a career out of it. So yeah, we are well equipped.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Just the training program's kind of just like in that experience.
Well, yeah, and for training, you know, RES has been awesome with the training. We have training officers come out twice a month, so we're always training. You know, you can't train enough.
No, it's so true. Yeah. So true. You know what you guys should do at the fundraiser You should do a little car wash with the big hose.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe peel the paint or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Some people bring their beaters in.
Yeah.
Probably rip the paint right off.
Yeah.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, anything else you guys want to add?
No. I think that we're just excited for the date to come and lots of cool events for the families and everything to even stick around and enjoy some of the activities that are going to be going on.
Yeah, 11 to 3, Saturday the 17th at the Anzac Fire Department. Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll probably put up some targets, with the pump and, let kids knock down a target with a fire hose, So
nice.
They always love that. And kids in fire trucks, they just love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, it sounds like a blast, you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once again, we are joined by Jack Provincial with Coverall and Travis Kramer, Fire Chief for the Anzac Fire Department. We're going to take our last break on Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back for part two of Fort McMurray Matters today on July 12th. Happy Monday. I am joined with Natalia Cordo-Hilliard, Communications and Development Lead for Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta. And Natalia, how has the pandemic affected you and Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta?
So interestingly enough, obviously we had to pivot. All of our programming was either in school or in person. We would meet on location, and so we had to pivot virtually. But how do you keep the girls still engaged when it's virtual? The first thing was they missed the human interaction. So we started doing kit delivery, which was basically an activity that we would do in virtual programming that they could do along well in virtual programming, well on Zoom. But also if they didn't have a stable internet connection, which was a huge issue, not that the internet connection was the issue, but we started noticing these barriers that our participants were facing. So the option with the kit delivery was also that they didn't have to participate in the virtual programming, but they still had the activity that they could do. The interesting part of this is, I guess, because we got to do it online, we doubled our reach from 2019. So we reached 1,575 girls compared to 700 in person.
Wow. Okay. And then moving forward, do you hope to maybe continue doing the virtual?
I think we haven't really made an official decision on that, but some of our programming, just because restrictions could still change, we are prepared to do hybrid, or if we have to go completely virtual again, we're prepared to do that as well.
Yeah, so just a little mixture of in-person and virtual. I guess kind of see what's best for the younger kids.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, we're just paying attention to where the needs are and we'll pivot as we need to.
Awesome. Now, I understand you guys have a fundraiser coming up. What can you tell me about that?
So we have a couple, but the big one is our 27th annual, it's a mouthful, 27th annual golf tournament for Girls Inc. presented by Fort McMurray First Nation Group of Companies. So we do have our early bird tickets for that. You can buy them individual for $100, or if you have a team, team is $380, and those are our early bird prices, which end July 30th.
Cool, 27th annual. So how has it gone in the past and how do you expect it to go this year?
It's gone really well. Of course, last year we had to postpone, so we didn't get one last year. But and you know what? I wasn't here, so I can't really speak to the actual success, but I've only heard great things about our previous tournaments. And I think this year is going to be really interesting after, a year of not being able to play golf, essentially.
Oh, no kidding. I absolutely love it. Where was the golf taking place at?
It's at Mishkinaw over at McDonald Island.
And how can you get registered for it?
So if you go to our website, girlsincofnorthernalberta.org, on the left-hand side, there's a tab that says events and then the golf tournament, and all of the information is there. There's a link to get your tickets. There's also a link of available sponsorship opportunities.
Awesome. You said the website right there. How else can we follow along with Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta?
Our social media across the board, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. it's just Girls Inc. of NAB, so Girls Inc. of NAB. That's where you can find us on, like I said, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I try to keep everything up to date. So if you have any questions, you can go there, you can message us, you can call our office, which is 780-790-9236. Basically, we are here in any fashion. If you need to contact us, we'll get in touch.
Now, if people want to get in touch and maybe help out, are you actively looking for like mentors or?
Right now, we don't have mentoring specifically, but volunteers, they can also go to our website. That same toolbar, you can just go, instead of events, you're going to go take action and click volunteer.
Awesome. And then I'm guessing the website is like the one-stop shop for like donations and volunteering and all that?
Yes, everything is there. There's a donation option, there's a volunteer option, and if you're looking for something specific, for example, the golf tournament, if you're a company, a small business, and you want to donate an item, all that information is there as well.
Very cool. Anything else you want to add, Natalia?
About the golf tournament, basically, like, I just want to encourage you to participate, whether you sign up as an individual or as a team. Like I said, our early bird prices do end at the end of this month, July 30th, and then those prices are going to go up just a little bit. But we need your support, because just like every nonprofit, these fundraisers are basically what keep us going. And for us specifically, it allows us to continue to offer free programming to girls ages 6 to 18 in our region. We not only the free programming, but we can reach more. Like I said, we doubled our reach this year, so who's to say what's going to happen next year for it? So the support from our community is just so important.
Hey, very well said. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. Have a good one.
That was Natalia Cordo-Hilliard, Communications and Development Lead for Girls Inc. of Northern Alberta. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have here today on Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed it, or if you want to hear more, you can head to our website and check out our podcast at mix1037fm.com. Fort McMurray Matters airs every weekday at noon. I'm Sean Kreitz. Chat with you later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.